Hebrews 13:14 says that marriage is honorable and the marriage bed undefiled. Now, when you look up that word honorable, it means precious, especially dear, held in honor, and esteemed worthy. So the way I read that scripture to myself, I make a confession out of that scripture. I say, my marriage is honorable, precious, especially dear, held in honor, and esteemed worthy in every way. And my marriage bed undefiled and kept free from anything that would not make it a blessing. Amen. Praise God. That's where I read that. So when I talk about my marriage is honorable. It's precious to me. It's especially dear. It's held in honor. It's esteemed worthy in every way. My marriage to my wife is especially dear to me. It's held in honor. I took my marriage vows very serious. And I made commitments at that altar that I'm believing God every day for grace to fulfill them, to keep my promise, and to keep the promises that I made to my wife. Amen. How many of you know that it ain't always good? There's always peaks and valleys in any relationship, but you have to keep working. Now, we can get into some meat right now. Go to Ephesians 4:27, because the Lord shared this with me. And he said, now, I want you to take these scriptures in. I want you to apply them to the marriage relationship. And at the same time, you'll be helping the whole church. Praise God. Ephesians 4, go back up to verse number 22. We're going to read all the way down to the last verse then, verse 32, and then maybe verse 1 of the fifth chapter. It says that you put off concerning the former conversation the old man, which is corrupt according to the deceitful lust. One thing we know about the old man, he corrupt. He really just ain't no good. You know, your flesh just ain't no good. There's part of you just ain't no good. It's part of you just rotten to the core. Just bad. And when that's the only part of your life that you let other people see, then people don't like you. Because flesh is downright nasty. Mean. Ugly. Corrupt. All right. He said, be renewed in the spirit of your mind, and that you put on the new man, which after God is created in righteousness and true holiness. Wherefore, putting away lying, speak every man truth with his neighbor, for we are members one of another. Be angry and don't sin. Let not the sun go down upon your wrath, neither give place to the devil. Let him that stole steal no more, but rather let him labor, working with his hand the thing which is good, that he may have to give to him that needeth. Let no corrupt communication proceed out of your mouth, but that which is good to the use of edifying, that it may minister grace to the hearers. And grieve not the Holy Spirit of God, whereby you are sealed unto the day of redemption. And let all bitterness and wrath and anger and clamor and evil speaking be put away from you with all malice. And be ye kind one to another, tenderhearted, forgiving one another, even as God for Christ's sake hath forgiven you. Be ye therefore followers of God as dear children, and walk in love as Christ also hath loved us, and have given himself an offering and a sacrifice to God for a sweet smelling fragrance. But fornication and all uncleanness or covetousness, let it not be once named among you. Amen. Not one time. Hallelujah. All right. Y'all can read the rest of that. So I'm going to go on back. I'm going to go on back to the fourth chapter here. Now I'm going to give you some principles right here for building a strong relationship. You're getting your first love back, right? But a lot of times you can't get first love back because there's a lot of stuff standing in the way. There's a lot of old hurts. There's been bruises, wounds. You know, it's been words spoken, there's been damage done, you know, there's been bricks pulled out of the foundation, and you need to start putting the right bricks back in the foundation. So I'm not going to tell you that this is a totally painless process. I'm going to tell you you're going to have to work. Yeah. Yeah. Amen. But it's worth working for. See, I believe my marriage is worth fighting for. I done spent 30 years training CC how to respond to me. Why I want to start over with somebody else that somebody else been training? Right? Done learned all their tricks. I shouldn't go there. Okay. So, she done spent 30 years training me to recognize what she want, when she want, without saying anything. You know, she done invested all this time. And I say, if you're going to live together, all right, every husband, wife, if you say you're going to live together for the rest of your life, why make it miserable? Everybody ought to be working to make their marriage the best it can be if you ain't planning on divorcing. I told you, over 50% of the people statistically get divorced. So that means 50%, about that amount, stay married, but how many of them is unhappy? Probably 50% of the marriages that don't break up is unhappy. Just a war zone. I say, if you're going to live together, then do everything. Both people ought to just lay everything down. We're going to both fall in love with Jesus, and we're going to build a life that's going to be pleasing. We're going to enjoy our time on this earth. Praise God. All right, here are the principles right here. All right, now look at the first principle there is a reconnect with God, or a strengthening of your relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ. So he said, put on the new man. He's talking about new ideas, a new way to live. He's talking about you repenting from your old sins. You know, repent means to change your mind for the better. It means to make different choices in life. It means you're going down one path, you're on one track. It means that you're making about face and you go in the opposite direction. That's what repent means. And there is no gospel without repentance. I'm going to tell you right now. Jesus said, repent and believe the gospel. That means change how you living. You just can't say, I accept Jesus as my Lord and Savior and keep living like you're living. Paul told the Corinthian church, he said, am I going to cry and weep over y'all when I come? Because some of y'all have not repented from your old sins. You say you're saved and you're still living less like the devil. No, there's got to be a change. Jesus said, repent. Make Jesus the Lord of your life. Put on a new man. Listen, which after God is created in righteousness and true holiness. That man on the inside is a brand new person that has never sinned against God. That inner man, that person on the inside, that's the real you that's born again, does not want to sin. And that's why when you get saved and you keep sinning, that's why you can't get no peace in it. That's why you ain't never happy sinning. I'm going to tell you, the most miserable person on the face of the earth is a backslidden Christian who know he's not living up to his potential. Put on the new man. Then, first principle. Be honest. Say, put away lying. See what happened? Husband and wife start lying to each other, shading the truth, telling little white lies, not being honest. You know, I told y'all that time CC asked me to do something for it. It had a time that I had to do it about 5:00. And I got busy and I didn't mean to forget, but I forgot. And I was on my way home. And I stopped at a stop sign and remembered. I said, oh, no, I forgot to do what she told me to do today. And then I thought immediately what was going to happen when I stepped in the house. I said, Cece going to be so upset. And I'm going to tell you, there's a little devil in my car. Right. Little devil came right in the car. He take advantage of all kind of little opportunities he have. He said, just tell her a lie. I said, okay, what I'm going to tell her? He said, tell her this. And I thought, I said, she ain't going to believe that one. So he gave me another one. He gave me another, and I thought about that. I said, well, you could just say this. Tell her this. He said, she ain't going to believe that. And you got any more? The devil will help you sin. So then the Holy Spirit, because God always makes a way of escape out of every temptation. Then the Holy Spirit spoke up and said, just tell her the truth. He said, didn't you put on the belt of truth this morning? In your devotion time, I put on the belt of truth. Glory to God. I got the armor of God, the full armor on, and was getting ready to unstrap it and lay it down for a moment, go tell that lie, and then step back into that belt of truth again. He said, just telling the truth. I said, okay, Lord. I said, but Lord, she's going to be upset. This is really important to her. Tell her the truth. So I went in. I went in the house. I said, okay, I got my belt of truth on. Tell the truth. Be honest. I walked in. I said, Cece, I said, what you asked me to do today, I forgot. I just forgot. I'm so sorry. She said, oh, it's okay. You can do it tomorrow. I said, what? I mean, fingernails didn't pop out. You know, the claw didn't come out. Not that she have any, but I'm talking about your claws. I ain't talking about hers. I'm talking about them claws that pop out of your hand when you can't handle it. When you can't handle the truth. You can't handle the truth. Toenails pop out. Some of y'all mean. Say, it's all right, I'll get him tonight. And you rush, take them toenails and scratch that mane up all night long. The mane look like he got like a been sleeping with a cat. I ain't gonna never get through these principles if y'all don't stop. Huh? First one, you gotta keep the belt of truth on. Be honest with your mate. Live honestly with people. If you tell the truth, you ain't got to remember that lie you told. You know, if you tell the truth, it's still the truth 2 weeks from now. You tell a lie, you might not can remember what you said 2 weeks ago. What lie I told her 2 weeks ago? I know what the truth is, but what about that lie I told her? Listen, you'd be better off just tell the truth, put it out there, just and lay it and just lay yourself in the hands of the Lord. Just throw yourself on God's mercy and just tell the truth.
You have been listening to Living by the Word with your host, Greg Tejada, pastor of the Word Christian Center in Alexandria, Louisiana. I trust that you received the Word of God that will change your life and make you strong. This message is available for a gift of $8 postage paid. If you would like a copy of today's message, call us at 318-442-8100. That's 318-442-8100. Or write us at P.O. Box 13195, Alexandria, Louisiana, 71315. We invite you to join us every Sunday morning at 8:30 or 10:30 a.m. and on Wednesday night at 7 p.m. for worship service. We're located at 4701 Lee Street, just 2 blocks off MacArthur Drive. Until next time, may God richly bless you.
Is there anybody here that loves the law like I do?
This is KAYT, Gina, Alexandria. This is Gospel Radio at its very best. 88.1. KAYT, praising the Lord.
Welcome to the media ministries of the Pleasant Hill Baptist Church, pastored by Reverend Joseph Garner at 1210 M.W. Harrison Street in Leesville. Now listen to the message already in progress by Reverend Joseph Garner.
We thank you.